Hello, kings and queens. You're listening to Affirmations of Excellence, an offering of personal devotionals to fuel your faith. I am your guide, Dr. Ariel Ellis. This is a space of encouragement and inspiration for anyone determined to be their best self and seeking how to discover the excellence within. The person who lives a life of excellence is one who is willing to do and to dare. As royalty, we are not called to mediocrity. We are called to excellence. Excellence is a result of a prosperous, well-lived, fulfilled life. And this podcast is for those who sense a royal calling on your life, those who are learning to hear God's voice in clarity and need motivation for the assignment, and those who want to live out His calling with excellence. This episode is about pursuit. How do you know what God has for you? And how to go after what God has for you? Because we serve the ultimate big thinker. No plans of yours even compare to His. Your heart's cry for more has probably been answered with just the simple snap of a finger from God. Doesn't really even take much for Him to do all that He wants to do in you and through you. But sometimes when we are pursuing what we want, it's difficult to understand His power. So let's dive in. Okay, hold up. Wait. Before we jump into this episode, I want you to know something. I am so grateful that you're listening to the Affirmations of Excellence podcast. But I need you to like, share, and subscribe. Do it now, okay? All right, let's dive in. I have a confession to make. A few years ago, I pursued a BBL. I knew I wanted one. I knew I had all the makings of one. I am built for a great head start. But I needed to put some things in place in order to really enjoy the benefits of a BBL because I just wasn't satisfied with how everything looked. What is a BBL? Well, in today's popular culture, BBL stands for Brazilian butt lift. It's a cosmetic surgical procedure of removing body fat from the supple, more excess areas of your body and placing that fat into your bottom, resulting in a rounder and plumper booty. The procedure can range anywhere between $5,000 to $15,000 and sometimes more, and require 2 to 3 months in full recovery. Women gather referrals from other women and travel to top surgeons in Miami and other destinations to get this coveted look. It is a very popular procedure that many women are pursuing today. After the recovery, they're often more comfortable and confident wearing swimsuits, fitted bodycon dresses, and any attire that accentuates their figures. Many popular celebrities have undergone the procedure and have had other similar surgeries, and their influence has made its way to the everyday woman. Some women, unfortunately, have even risked their lives and experienced botched surgeries by rogue clinicians and even died just for the results of a nicer butt. The Brazilian butt lift has become a common activity in pursuit of a curvier figure. Before this kind of BBL became popular, I actually chose my own kind of BBL. Except my BBL stands for Big Beautiful Life. That's right. I declared that I would be in pursuit of a big, beautiful life. The BBL that I have chosen is in no way critical of the surgical procedures that other women may choose. The Brazilian butt lift? No, not at all. But in pursuit of a big, beautiful life, I would say that there are some similar motivations. Just like most women who choose cosmetic surgery, I like myself. In fact, I love myself. I just wanted to make a few adjustments here and there. I also had some promising things happening and wanted to make space for more satisfying results that could last for years to come. But there was also a dark side to my pursuit. My decision to pursue a big, beautiful life was somewhat influenced by these moments of low self-esteem And I'm usually pretty self-aware, self-confident, self-assured. My self-esteem is usually pretty high. But seeing other women excel in business, in finance, and in romance at levels that seemed far, far ahead of me at the time made me wonder if I was pretty enough or if my weight was a liability and I'm aligning my self-value and my self-worth against a set of very superficial standards and thinking that if I had certain things, life could be bigger and more beautiful. None of this really affected me at my core because I love myself. I love my beauty, my curves, my body, my face, my smile, my eyes, my voice, my talents, my skills, my gifts, my loved ones, all the experiences that I get to have. But I couldn't deny for that slight moment, just for a moment, when I decided to pursue my BBL, I declared that I didn't want to be preoccupied with the pursuit of the things that would improve my outer appearance. I wanted to be in pursuit of all things that bring God glory. What are you in pursuit of? Is it a godly effort? Is there an area of your life that does not trace back to God? Do your deepest, most important desires have God at the center? Take a second to think about it. Y'all, my BBL, this big, beautiful life of mine, requires me to dream and to do it God's way. I believe that our ability to dream is one of God's greatest gifts. So let me ask you again, what are you in pursuit of? Is it a godly effort? Is there an area in your life that does not trace back to God? Do your deepest and most important desires have God at the center? The things you pursue should always be a godly pursuit. The way to know what you are pursuing in life is to align those efforts and those desires with the character of God. This means, of course, you need to know God's character if you intend to pursue it. You will not know how to align your character with God's character unless you actually know Him. We often talk about the character of others, and when we generally do, we are qualifying if someone is of good or bad character. Generally, we're looking to see if they have wisdom, kindness, or integrity. Those things typically are what we look for when we're judging someone's character, and overall, we are looking to determine, does this person operate in a spirit of excellence? Excellence is the main character trait of God. And pursuing excellence is the one character trait you need to strive to practice every day. Where I pursue excellence every day? Well, the benefits of excellence are endless. You become influential. You become a model. Most importantly, you reflect the character of Christ. When you prioritize the pursuit of excellence, your life starts to reflect the Ephesians 3 life. One of my favorite passages. The scripture at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly above all that we can ever ask or think, according to his power that is at work within us." This is one of my favorite scriptures, you all, because I've seen God do just that in my life. This is why I am in pursuit of his character. This is why I want to emulate excellence. Anything less than excellence falls short of God's standard and is a recipe for mediocrity. And there is grace for mediocrity. But there is no excuse for it. Why? Because the Lord's desire is to see us overflowing with every good, wonderful, and perfect thing that is purposed to expand his kingdom and carry his name out throughout generations. The more that God is promising you in Ephesians 3, verse 20, is beyond comprehension. The more is not controlled by a budget or a calendar. The more is not limited to facts or evidence. Do you get that? Listen, do you really get that? Okay, let's look at the scripture again in a more plain working definition. The Message Bible says this: God can do anything, far more than you can ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it by not pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit, deeply and gently within us. This means God can take whatever your pursuits are, remove every limitation, and expand His pursuits much bigger, much higher, much more impactful, and much more effective than anything you could ever imagine. The key to witnessing this is based on His power, or the Spirit of God, that is working within us. And how do you know if His power is working within you? You know it when you are pursuing His character of excellence. Pursuing His character of excellence requires a life of total devotion, not just a good life, but a big, beautiful life. You may not know how to receive Christ so that you can pursue His character. You may be wrestling with your convictions and seeking clarity on the next step. God wants your pursuit. He wants you to pursue Him. He wants it through your confession that He is Christ and Lord. He wants your submission through baptism. He wants your commitment, your words, your behaviors, and your decisions. He wants your life because you belong to Him, and all that you will ever pursue does too. Though I'll never probably pursue a surgical BBL, I will always pursue a purposeful BBL. The big, beautiful life that God promises. One filled with peace, joy, wisdom, grace, and love. I don't want anything God doesn't want for me. So since He is able to do abundantly more than I could ever ask or think, wouldn't I be honoring Him in pursuit of a big, beautiful life while emulating His excellence in order to live life full out? Yeah, I would. Because this whole thing of excellence is His idea in the first place. The promise of His ability to do exceedingly abundantly more, that's His idea too. And it all works hand in hand. Pursuing a character of excellence aligns with the idea that God is excellence. And in this big, beautiful life of mine, I simply want to reflect the divine qualities that look like my Father. Today, ask the Heavenly Father to put the plans you're pursuing into perspective. Ask Him to give you a character of excellence. Ask Him to expand your capacity to understand and to follow His desires for your life. A life that is big and beautiful. Now that we've learned how to pursue a big, beautiful life by emulating God's character of excellence, say this with me. I am committed to pursuing a character of excellence. I trust that God's plan for my life is perfect, and I will surrender to His will in faith and in humility. I am grateful for the blessings and the challenges in my life, and I will pursue opportunities to grow and to learn. I will witness the exceeding and abundant move of God. Lord, give me the victories that will advertise Your excellence. I believe God for a big, beautiful life. Kings and queens, may you be fully equipped to master excellence in the world on this day. I thank you for the privilege to speak into your life. Go be excellent, and don't forget your crowns.